Now, Iran's deputy UN representative says Tehran remains steadfast in its fight against terrorism. Addressing a public debate in the UN Security Council, Ghulam Hossein Dehghani noted that certain elements inside the and outside of the Middle East are contributing to the growing extremism in the region. He also said extremism is the main security challenge of the region. Dehghani noted that the Takfiri ideology, quote, lies at the very core of the predicament the region is facing. He called for international cooperation in the fight against terrorism. The Iranian diplomat dismissed as baseless Israel's claims on Iran's support for terrorism. He said Tel Aviv's occupation policy and violent treatment of Palestinians have fueled regional terrorism. Let's speak to Stephen Ledman. He's a writer and radio host, and he joins us via Skype from Chicago. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Ledman. Now, when the Iranian representative to the UN speaks of the Takfiri ideology lying at the core of the predicament of this region, do you agree with him?
Oh, I absolutely agree with him. Terrorism in the region and beyond the region is a U.S. creation going back many years. America and its rogue partners, Israel, France, Germany, Britain, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Qatar, other Gulf states, are entirely responsible for the violence and turbulence and chaos and terrorism throughout the region. And instead of working for peace and cessation of hostilities, exactly the opposite is going on. There's no chance for peace in the region, I've said it many times, because Washington rejects it. Washington wants permanent war. It's using terrorists as imperial foot soldiers to wage war against one country after another. And of course, Syria right now is in the eye of the storm.
Right, but Mr. Ledman, there are many, when you present these facts to them, who say that this is nothing more than a conspiracy theory, where you have these certain regional countries who are pointing the blame on the U.S. or even Israel.
Well, I believe in all conspiracies when they're backed up by hard facts. And I reject conspiracies just based on speculation with no facts backing them up. There's no question about what's going on in the region. I think when you examine comments made coming out of Washington, in fact, either currently or going back many years, you find CIA operatives, other people in government, pretty much acknowledging that this is America's long-term aim. It wants to rule the region. It wants to redraw the map of the Middle East. It wants complete global hegemony. And the reason it's doing it, it's reluctant to put its own soldiers on the ground in one country after another, the way it did in Iraq in 2003, in other past wars. It's a lot easier to recruit terrorist foot soldiers. I don't know what on earth they're promising these people, but they're getting them by the many thousands to go into one country after another and wage these wars for whatever benefits they've been told they'll get in return. But this is what's going on. America is the sponsor, along with the other countries I mentioned.
Well, speaking of benefits then, Mr. Ledman, let's just take an example. When it comes to Syria, we've seen Takfiri terrorists being treated in Israeli hospitals, and there have been questions as far as U.S.'s policy goes in giving the rise to these Takfiri militants such as Daesh, such as al-Nusra Front. What does the U.S. and Israel gain by the presence of these terrorists in Syria, for example?
Well, America has a simple game, end the game in Syria. It wants Assad removed. It wants a U.S.-controlled regime replacing Syrian sovereign independence. It wants the country partitioned, which is part of what's going on in northern Syria, with Turkey trying to carve out what it calls a safe zone. It's not a safe zone. It's a safe zone for terrorists, not for refugees, the way the Turkish government claims. And Washington supports this, and unfortunately, it seems the UN supports it as well, supports the U.S. position. But Washington wants all the independent states removed. It wants U.S. vassal states replacing them, and that's part of America's dirty game. And of course, in the Middle East, it's very much Israel's dirty game as well.
Okay, that's writer and radio host Stephen Ledman joining us via Skype from Chicago. Mr. Ledman, thank you very much indeed, as always, for your comments here on Press TV.